they'd wake up before Layla got home. Layla hated to see them like that. "You must bring your friends to visit Mama and her fiancé," she'd whisper to Elizabeth in her actressy voice. "Show off your elegant background." Layla must be working overtime. The drive-in was near the beach, and sometimes on hot days a couple of the waitresses didn't show up. "I've got my period," they'd whine to the manager on the phone. "Real bad cramps." Layla had told her about that and explained what it meant. "You're only 8, and that's young. But Mama never got around to telling me, and when it happened I could hardly walk home, my back hurt so much, and I thought I was dying. I won't let that happen to you, and I don't want other kids hinting around like it's something crazy." Elizabeth did the best she could to make the living room look better. She pulled down the shades 3/4 of the way so that the sun didn't glare so much. She emptied the ashtrays and washed the tops of the tables and threw away the beer bottles that Matt and Mama had emptied before their fight. Then she went into her room. It was just big enough to hold a cot, a bureau, and a chair with a broken cane seat. Layla had given her a white chenille bedspread for her birthday and bought a second-hand bookcase which she'd painted red and hung on the wall. At least half the books in the bookcase were plays. Elizabeth selected one of her favorites, Our Town. Layla had played Emily last year in high school, and she'd rehearsed her part with Elizabeth so often that Elizabeth knew the part too. Sometimes in arithmetic class, she'd read a favorite play in her mind. She liked it a lot more than chanting times tables. She must have dozed off, because when she opened her eyes, Matt was bending over her. His breath smelled of tobacco and beer, and when he smiled, he breathed heavier, and that made it worse. Elizabeth pulled back, but there was no way to escape him. He patted her leg. "Must be a pretty dull book, Liz." He knew that she liked to be called by her whole name. "Is Mama awake? I can start to fix supper." "Your Mama's going to be sleeping for a while. Why don't I just have me a little lie down, and maybe you and I can read together?" In an instant, Elizabeth was pushed against the wall, and Matt was taking up all the room on the cot. She began to squirm. "I guess I'll get up and start to make hamburgers," she said, trying not to sound scared. His grip was tight on her arms. "Give Daddy a nice big squeeze first, honey." "You're not my daddy." Suddenly, she felt trapped. She wanted to call Mama, to try and wake her up, but now Matt was kissing her. "You're a pretty little girl," he said. "You're gonna be a real beauty when you grow up." His hand was moving up her leg now. "I don't like that," she said. "Like what, baby?" And then, over Matt's shoulder, she could see Layla in the doorway. Her green eyes were dark with anger. In a second, she was across the room, pulling Matt's hair so hard his head yanked back, shouting words at him that Elizabeth didn't understand. And then she screamed, "Bad enough what those other bastards did to me, but I'll kill you before you start on her." Matt's feet hit the floor with a thud. He pulled to one side, trying to get away from Layla, but she kept twisting his long hair so that every move he made hurt. He began to yell back at Layla and try and hit her. Mama must have heard the noise because her snoring stopped. She came into the room, a sheet wrapped around her, her eyes circled and bleary, her pretty red hair disheveled. "What's going on here?" she mumbled in a sleepy, angry voice, and Elizabeth saw the bruise on her forehead. "You better tell this crazy kid of yours that when I'm just being nice and reading to her sister, she better not act like there's something wrong with it." Matt sounded mad, but Elizabeth could tell he was scared. "And you better tell this filthy child molester to get out of here or I'll call the police." With a final tug, Layla released Matt's hair, stepped around him, and sat on the cot with Elizabeth, hugging her tight. Mama started to yell at Matt. Then Layla started to yell at Mama, and in the end, Mama and Matt went to their room and kept on fighting. Then there were long silences. When they came out of the room, they were dressed and said everything was a misunderstanding, and as long as the girls were together, they'd just go out for a while. After they left, Layla said, "Want to open a can of soup and maybe fix us a hamburger? I've got to do some thinking." Obediently, Elizabeth went into the kitchen and prepared the meal. They ate in silence, and Elizabeth realized how glad she was that Mama and Matt were gone. When they were home, they were either drinking and kissing or fighting and kissing.